Let me ask you at this time if everybody would pull out the copy of the baptismal liturgy, and if Aaron's parents and the party would come forward. So everybody has their baptismal liturgy there with them. As is the custom in the United Methodist Church, when the baptism is over, Aaron's parents have graciously agreed to let me traipse him up and down the front aisle so you can take a look at him for the cameras and for your enjoyment. But this is a solemn day in the life of Aaron and his family. And so I seriously ask them these questions that you see before you, and I will have similar questions for you to consider, that now you are making a commitment to Aaron and to his family and to each other as a community. And so on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, Aaron's parents, do you reject all that is evil, repent of your sin, and accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? Will you nurture Aaron in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and lead a Christian life? And now, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life, and include this child now before you in your care, and surround him with a community of love and forgiveness? Amen. Eternal Father, your mighty acts of salvation have been made known through water, from the moving of your Spirit upon the waters of creation to the deliverance of your people through the flood and through the Red Sea. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb, baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. Jesus called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Aaron Prempe Appia, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Members of the household of God, I commend Aaron to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Now let us welcome into the body of Christ Aaron Prempe Appiah.